BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The Egyptian government has formally announced plans to build a new capital east of the present one, Cairo. This will involve moving the country's parliament, its ministries and foreign embassies. A city the size of Singapore is envisioned, with a population of 7 million people. Dubai-based businessman Mohammed Al-Abbar is one of the main developers involved in the project.
I think we have to deploy the most advanced design techniques, technology, sustainability, human needs, which is more important than anything else, and human needs of people of Cairo, people of Egypt, to make sure that you create an environment that's accommodating all type of lives and all level of incomes, but still in a very affordable, sizable, sustainable way for the many, many years to come.
A former president of the Maldives, Mohamed Nasheed, has been jailed for 13 years after being found guilty of ordering the arrest of a judge while in office. Mr. Nasheed, the first democratically elected president of the islands, was cleared of the charges last month, but was subsequently rearrested and charged under anti-terrorism laws. Richard Howells reports.
Mr. Nasheed's lawyers quit during his latest trial, which they said was biased and intended to end his political career. It could be the culmination of Mr. Nasheed's struggle against the current president, Abdullah Yameen, and his elder brother, who also ruled the Indian Ocean nation. Mr. Nasheed has always maintained his innocence. He says he was forced from office at gunpoint when he tried to tackle corruption. The incumbent and his brother say Mr. Nasheed is guilty of terrorism. Both the United States and India have voiced concerns over the charges against Mr. Nasheed.
Global emissions of carbon dioxide, the main greenhouse gas, stabilized last year, according to new data by the International Energy Agency, the IEA. It's the first time in 40 years that a halt in emissions hasn't been caused by an economic downturn. Helen Briggs reports.
The IEA said global carbon emissions in 2014 remained unchanged from the previous year at 32 billion tonnes. Analysts attribute the slowdown to falling coal consumption in China, a shift towards more renewable energy, and random factors such as the weather and changes in oil and gas prices. But the Paris-based organisation said while the results were encouraging, this was no time for complacency, as the world looks to the signing of a global climate deal in December.
The Romanian authorities say the country's finance minister, Darius Valcov, is being investigated for corruption. The inquiry will focus on contacts awarded to a private company during his time as mayor of Slatina. It's the latest in a series of high-profile anti-corruption investigations. World News from the BBC. The Nigerian military says it's uncovered a Boko Haram bomb-making factory in the northeastern town of Bunyadi. The militants captured the town in Yobe State in August, but the army retook it on Saturday. The defense ministry spokesman said suicide vests and improvised explosive devices, often used in suicide bombings, were discovered. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo says it's looking to redraw the boundaries of the Virunga National Park, a World Heritage Site, in order to allow oil exploitation. Virunga is Africa's oldest national park and home to some of the world's last remaining mountain gorillas. Maud Julian reports.
When asked whether the government was considering declassifying parts of Virunga National Park to allow oil exploitation to go ahead, the Congolese Prime Minister, Matata Ponyo, said that they were headed in that direction. He said he has held several talks with the head of UNESCO on the issue in June, following international criticism from environment groups who say potential oil leaks would destroy the park's fragile ecosystem and threaten its rare wildlife. The company said it would leave the park once it had completed its tests. So Boko said it would not pursue its activities on the site unless the Congolese government and UNESCO came to an agreement.
Thousands of government supporters across Brazil have been taking part in marches to show their backing for President Dilma Rousseff following a huge corruption scandal in the state-owned oil company Petrobras. The opposition has called for Ms. Rousseff's impeachment, as most of the politicians accused of taking bribes are from Brazil's governing coalition. A Venezuelan opposition activist arrested during last year's anti-government rallies has died in custody. Rodolfo Gonzalez hanged himself in his cell at the headquarters of the country's secret service. His lawyer told the BBC Mr. Gonzalez took his life after learning he was to be transferred to one of Venezuela's notoriously dangerous prisons. BBC News.